Worship Outside the Box, a weekly blog of creative ideas for leading worship. Creative Visualization. Imagining your movements during a service and how they will look to the congregation. Introduction. We rightly spend time carefully preparing our sermons and the rest of the liturgy, selecting the hymns and songs, and creating slideshows to support the service. But the non-verbal aspects of leading worship are also important. What the congregation sees, your posture, presence, and movement, shapes their experience just as much as what they hear. Here are some tips for planning your visual presence thoughtfully and creatively. You are the visual focus. When training to lead worship, you may have been told something like, "We're worshipping God, it's not about you." While this is good advice about humility and keeping the right attitude towards worship, in another way, it isn't quite true. From before the start of the service through to the end, you are the visual focus for the congregation. At all times, they need to be able to see you. Even when others are leading prayers or giving the children's talk, you provide visual continuity and grounding. In our church, the worship leader sits in full view at the front, on chairs to the left of the lectern, before the service begins and whenever they're not actively leading. Sometimes new worship leaders sit modestly in the second pew, hoping to blend in as one of the congregation. This misunderstands the role. You are there to lead and be seen to be leading. For the duration of the service, you're not simply a member of the congregation, you're guiding the whole experience. Another unsettling practice I've seen is a preacher sitting hidden in the pulpit while someone else leads prayers or readings, only to pop up and begin preaching. It's jarring for the congregation. Visualize how you will move during the service. If you're familiar with the church or space where you're leading worship, take a moment during your preparation earlier in the week to visualize your movements. Imagine the whole service in your mind like a movie. Where you'll sit, when and where you'll stand, how you'll move between spaces. If you're unfamiliar with the worship space, spend a few minutes before the service walking through your movements. Not sure how the offering is collected or brought forward to be blessed? Ask your host or steward for the day. Planning an interactive children's time? I hope you are. Think through where you want the children and adults to stand or move, how you'll handle props, and how you'll re-engage the full congregation afterwards. Pre-thinking their movements can help avoid awkward transitions or confusion. Things I do and avoid. I never fully turn my back to the congregation. At most, I'll quarter turn away. I learned this from stage acting with Drama Christi. During hymns, I step away from the lectern and stand a meter or so to the side, facing the screen. This avoids me doing a solo into the lectern microphone and lets me sing with the congregation. After the scripture readings, I rise calmly from my seat beside the lectern and walk across the sanctuary to the pulpit to preach. This moment of gentle theatre creates a visual transition between the readings and sermon. I don't rush or move during the readings. When the offering is brought forward, I step from the lectern to the middle of the sanctuary and lead the blessing. I switch on my lapel mic beforehand and turn it off afterwards. Some past ministers preached without notes and would walk partway up the central aisle. If you can do this, it draws the congregation in and strengthens the connection. I can't preach or pray extemporaneously. I've tried. But I do sometimes move forward up the center aisle when wrapping up the children's talk. It adds emphasis. During the benediction or sending forth, I stand at the lectern with arms raised in blessing. This felt strange at first, but visually it's powerful. After the grace, at the very end of the service, I pause and wait for the organist to begin the postlude before walking slowly up the centre aisle to stand at the back of the church. This signals to the congregation that the service is finished. Don't fuss around at the front collecting your notes or bag. You can do that later. Final tip: stay standing at the back of the church until everyone who wants to greet you has had the chance. Some will be slow. Be patient. Is your service live streamed? If there's live stream video of your service, at some time in the following week, view the recording of the whole service. What do you notice about your movements and the way you present yourself? What looks good? What could be improved? Summary. Good worship leadership isn't just about what you say. It's also about how you move, stand, and hold space. Visual awareness helps the congregation feel calm, connected, and cared for. Namihi.